밤에 망설이지 않지도 안지도 원래 두들겨대는 두들겨 You wanna 날 따라서 높이 쳐들어뛰어 그렇게 하면 the middle of public 나 맞다도 들려 내 그렇게 더 위에 never can stop
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
So, y'all, are you hearing that the COVID numbers are going up? Like, super random. I overheard that they may be shutting down the city once again. I don't know how true or how untrue it is. But to my understanding, they had opened the city back for the summer. For tourist attraction. And so look what happens now, right? That kind of sort of really sucks. But yo, y'all keep it safe. I really do hope that you learned from the first lockdown or the first few lockdowns. And I got some new music. I just found this girl on Insta. Her name is Mayada. And I like her. I like her vibe. I like her sound. And so let me get into some of her music. If I could just get this all together. Ah, here it is. Mayada.
Google Nest Audio.
I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries, cause I'm keeping my peace. I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries, cause I'm keeping my peace. Everything is up in flames, I said all that I have to say. Close the door, close the door, close the door, close the door. Now, gonna participate in any other silly games anymore, 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 anymore. Everything is up in flames. Said all that I have to say. Close the door, close the door, close the door, close the door. Not gonna participate in any other silly. Yeah.
I am showing up as no more and no less than what I am. I am giving no more and no less than what I can. I am showing up as no more and no less than what I am. I am giving no more and no less than what I can. Curtain
take a left at Venus, feel the fall.
in the cosmos. Conversation and some coffee. You told me about you and I told you about me. It wasn't long before we were something. Who could have known it was built upon nothing? I like those childish clothes you wear, and I like your style when no one's there. And it's funny how it ends with you blowing up again. Was it really your pretend answer? Yes, no. And I wonder why every time you look in my eyes, making me cry, and tell your pretty lies. Why do we try? You wasted our time, and I tell you that got my memory back. About to marry that, yeah. I was worth my weight in gold. Watch you carry that. I can never sell my soul, cause your credit bad. Everything you say is old, I don't care to ask. Wasn't fair to hell, been through hell and back. For these answers, you ain't telling what the questions ask. And you're running, chasing something, can I run it? It's for something, not the summit. If you're running, you won't ever catch it. And I wonder why you look in my eyes and tell your pretty lies. You wasted our time, and I wonder why.
Every time
you look in my eyes,
making me cry.
And tell your pretty lies.
Why do we try?
You wasted. Hands and shirts, learns familiarity. The wicked metal link between the trees. She spent so much time getting caught, preparing to die. No expectation of a rescue. No one's coming to protect you.
from another chest. And she doesn't run, she finds some rest. She spends so much time getting caught, preparing to die. No expectation of a rescue. No one's coming to protect you.
Check 1 2 1 2. Miss Ben right here got something for you. All right. So let me drop some knowledge on y'all. Lena Ori. When Lena Ori put her mind to something, she was determined to get it done. In 1931, at 17 years old, Lena hosted the first black radio show in St. John, New Brunswick. To ensure people would tune in, the radio station did not tell listeners they were listening to a black woman. In 1936, Lena went to the YWCA in hopes of joining the association. She was told if she wanted to join, then she would have to get five other black women to join with her. The next day, Lena returned to the YWCA with 10 black women ready to sign up. In the 1950s, Lena worked as a housekeeper at a popular hotel in St. John's called the Admiral Betty. Black people were not allowed to go through the front door of the hotel. All guests, including black celebrities like Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, had to use the back door. Once Lena learned of this rule, she refused to show up for her shift until she was allowed to go through the front door. Lena's protests made national headlines, and eventually the rule was changed and the color barrier was removed from the Canadian Pacific hotel chains across the country. Thanks to Lena, black guests were also allowed to sit in the hotel dining room. Shay. This is Lena Ori, and you're tuned in to Heal Black Girl Heal right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
One of those days, I've been running away from all of the navel gaze and waiting on my play. Belly's an ocean full of commotion, back and forth emotions that I can't escape. Do I even want it? This life they flaunted, I won't be haunted by ghosts I hide away. When I look in the mirror, it couldn't be clearer. Nirvana is nearer now that I can say I've been reacquainted. Taking and I'm running out of patience for the ways my heart's been breaking. Everything I'm praying on is shot. I ain't waiting, no, no, I ain't waiting, no. I've been reacquainted with the steps that I have taken, and I'm running out of patience for the ways my heart's been breaking. Everything I'm praying on is ready for the taking, and I ain't waiting, no, no, I ain't waiting, no. Been some bitter pills to swallow. I was scared they'd leave me hollow, but they led my feet to follow my yesterdays to my tomorrows. Now I got a different motto. Gonna trust myself, cause I know. Nowhere from my head to my toes. Gonna get where I wanna go.
About fighting with way. about fighting with waves. I run to the desert to live out my days. I won't have to worry about fighting with waves.
So that is Mayaga. And we're going to get to like the last or second to last or like fourth to last. I'm just feeling her flow. I'm feeling her vibe right now. So keep it locked on Heal Black Girl Heal on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Promise is a thing that should be kept in the place. thought that place was next to me. You had given her the key to open up a space I never knew. Within the deepest parts of you, a space of broken shots and blues. And those broken pieces are what you're cutting me with. Want me to bleed the same as you? Yeah, the world has changed in so many ways. With a turn of phrase, you turn me upside down, and then you rearrange my insides and brain. I can't breathe the same. You knock the wind right out of me, and I don't know where to call my own. 'Cause your arms no more can be the ones surrounding me. That's how it is dividing me. I am too tired to cry again. I am too tired to cry again. I'm too tired to cry. Said I am too damn tired to cry again, and the world has changed in so many ways. With a turn of phrase, you turn me upside down, and then you rearrange my insides and brain. I can't breathe the same, you knock the wind right out of me, and I don't know.
Crown over long hair flowing down, never over braids or afro puffs. Well, I was that little girl learning hatred for my curls, and I tried to burn them straight till a new reality broke through and settled over me. That God self love and me. Talking to y'all, if you're loud or shy, whether you read or write, you're dark or light. I'm talking to y'all, if you're young or old, or meek or bold, do the telling or get told. I'm talking to y'all, if you're on tiptoe, dropping it low, I got no rhythm to show. I'm talking to
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Ben. You're tuned in to Heal Black Girl Heal right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. So for the first 42 minutes, we were listening to Mayada, and she is from Minneapolis. I just found her the other day, and I'm loving her music. She's a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer who aspires to use her music to make people slow down, find themselves in another perspective, and feel their way towards individual and collective healing. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so yeah, I have been reading some snippets here and there from this amazing Atlantic Canadians book, where you will find at the Librairie Racine on St. Hubert Street. So this book is by Lindsay Ruck and James Bentley. And so I now want to read the story of Carrie Bess. Have a seat and turn it up. Just like Viola Desmond, Carrie Mae Bess and her son Calbert were arrested at the Roslyn Theatre in New Glasgow after sitting in the downstairs whites-only section of the theatre. In 1941, 5 years before Viola would visit the theatre, Carrie heard that several black teenage girls had been kicked out of the theatre after trying to sit in the section on the main level. After speaking with the theatre's owner, who ignored Carrie's protest of the racist policy, Carrie and her 15-year-old son decided to go to the theater themselves. The cashier insisted they take tickets for the balcony, but Carrie refused. She and Calbert walked into the main level of the theater and took their seats. When police arrived, they were forcefully removed and charged with disturbing the peace. Carrie filed a civil lawsuit against the theater for racial discrimination, but the judge decided the theater's owner had the right to deny service. Frustrated, Carrie wanted to find a way to fight back against racism. And if the courts weren't going to listen to her, she would have to find another way to have her voice heard. Carrie and Calbert started a newspaper called The Clarion in 1946, one of the first newspapers in Nova Scotia owned and operated by Black Canadians. The Clarion reported on sports, news, social activities. Carrie used the Clarion to advocate for social justice, including sharing all the details of Viola Desmond's trial and publicly showing her firm support of Viola. Besides publishing the newspaper, Carrie also started a radio show called The Quiet Corner in 1952. Carrie played classical and religious music and read poetry in between songs. Carrie Best, Canada's own, y'all. Keep it locked for some more music. I am now going to tap into Medusa Blingada.
Play the petty police, police, police. Can you breathe and count to three? Can you keep the noises down? Can you sleep within the crowd? Can you play the petty police, police, police? Can you breathe and count to three?
Here we are at the end of forever. Time was stuff that we thought that we could have been clever. Hopped on the scale. Weighing feathers, your love turned cold as ice, kinda like Colorado weather. Here we are, wasting water. Skip the marriage, skip the garter. Send the lambs to the slaughter. Let us eat for this hour. Let me
Everyone who remembered Emancipation Day yesterday. There were a lot of events that were honoring Emancipation Day throughout the weekend. I just didn't see anything the actual day of, which Emancipation Day is celebrated worldwide. At this point, I believe it should be a worldwide holiday, but we're gonna work on that. So here is Medusa Blingada's rendition of Emancipation Song.
Oh, pirates, yes, they rob I sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I, seconds, minutes from the bottomless pit, but my hands was made stronger by the hands of the Almighty. We followed in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to see these songs of freedom? That's all I ever had. Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energies, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say just a part of it we've got. fulfill the blue. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Ooh, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom, these songs. Watching.
Yes, that was beautiful. So that is the Redemption song, originally sang by Bob Marley, and that was just remixed by Medusa Blingada. So for those that may be confused, Emancipation Day is a historical day that paved the way to freeing slaves. So they call it Emancipation Day. August 1st has been commemorated in many parts of the world. I'm not sure if August 1st was that exact day that they had freed the slaves. And also what we have learned is that Juneteenth, which is the American Emancipation Day. So Juneteenth... slash Emancipation Day in the USA actually followed through, because it was only years later in the Americas that they actually find out that they were actually freed. How messed up is that? But we are going to get to some more Medusa Blingada. And remember where you heard it first. On Heal. Black Girl Heal, right here on CKUT 90.3. FM.
So this is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow, and now I know the key to all heaven is mine. My heart has wings, and I can fly.
All right, y'all. So I'm going to go right into some Roberta Flack with my favorite song of all time, Killing Me Softly. And guess what, y'all? I'm playing her on the vinyl. So check for the quality and sound.
shine my whole life with his words killing me softly with his song. He just kept right on.